Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
15 now past the hour of 5 o'clock, 73 degrees in the capital city. Well, this week, there was a new display at the Iowa State Fair. The booth was tucked on the far north side of the fairgrounds, and it was for Workshift.us. This is a group funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. So what was going on? Well, they were out gauging what's important among workers here in central Iowa. We caught up with one of the organizers. Her name is Megan Anwalt, and here is that conversation.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're here with us on this Monday afternoon. While we were at the Iowa State Fair, we ran into Megan Anhalt. Megan is with Workshift US, and it's all about trying to find a way to make sure all jobs in the United States are good jobs in the United States. Welcome to the News Hour, Megan. Grateful to have you here.
Yeah, really great to talk to you.
So tell us, what is this that's going on with you? Why are you here at the Iowa State Fair, and what are you preaching?
Yeah, so I mean, we're out here at the Iowa State Fair because we want to talk to real working Americans about what a good job is and why a good job is important to them and what that really means in America today.
Well, when we talk about good jobs, there's all kinds of things that come into that. A good pay, decent pay, equal pay, all of those types of things. What are the three or four things that you say or that Americans are saying constitute a good job?
Yeah, so we've been having conversations with Americans over the past couple of months, and really what we've heard is that what Americans are looking for are four really basic fundamental values, and those are things like stability, to be able to pay their bills, put food on the table, the opportunity to be able to grow their skills and develop, the flexibility to be able to care for their loved ones and tackle things that are sort of out of their control, and also pride, to be respected for their work and feel like they're contributing something.
Not one of those that you indicated had anything to do with wages, and studies have consistently indicated that people really want to be much more appreciated than anything else. Is that what you're hearing for folks?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, wages are definitely a big part of stability. I mean, what really helps provide that stability to us a lot of times can be about money, but it can be about other things as well. And I think that's sort of like what we've found in talking with people is they really are looking for all of these things in their job. And really, it's possible for any job to provide that, whether you're a fast food worker or a corporate professional. Anyone can sort of have these things in their job.
Are you seeing a difference with regard to age groups? I mean, is one age group saying, hey, look, I want stability, or one age group wants flexibility? We hear all the time that millennials are huge into flexibility and that stability is, not so much.
Well, I mean, I would say yes, we definitely see some trends associated with different age demographics. So obviously, as people get older, they start to look at retirement and really what's going to happen when they can't work anymore. And stability becomes a bigger priority. When you're young and you're just starting out, obviously, opportunity is really important and feeling like you can really learn and develop because you haven't really been in the workforce that long. But at the end of the day, we were finding that across the board, everyone just really wants all four of these values. Like, it's really important to be able to have a job that can really help you grow and develop. And what we're seeing, too, is that when people have these values, they're actually better able to contribute more to their employer, and their employers do a lot better, too.
Megan, obviously, and you know this very well, Iowa is a key state in the upcoming caucuses. I suspect that that's why you chose the Iowa State Fair, in order to have this conversation with regular folks all over the place. After you gauge all of this information and you take all of this data, what do you intend to do with it?
So really what we want to do is take the things that we're hearing from everyday Americans and be able to use that to talk to employers and policymakers about the specific things that Americans are looking for. So when they pick flexibility, what we're hearing is that's a lot about being able to have the flexibility to care for their family, to be able to pick their kids up from school, or if their kid's sick, not feel like they have to risk their job to take a day off to take their kid to the doctor.
And there's all kinds of other things that are out there. There's on-call work hours that people are talking about, too. On-call work hours means that you are on call, you're expected to be on call, but you're not being paid for those things.
Yeah, exactly. And that can put a huge strain on people's ability to be able to do their job. I mean, if you're on call, but you're not paid, so you might have to pay for a babysitter, and you might have to go and take and pick up your kid and have to pay for that babysitter, even though you might not have to go to work. So these are all things that are really important and a big part of sort of what are these key values are.
Megan Ann Walt, ladies and gentlemen. She is from workshift.us. You can find out more online. Of course, we'll have it on the podcast as well. Megan, thanks for taking a couple of minutes and explaining what the heck you're doing here in Iowa.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much.
Well, we just talked to Megan about workshift.us, and this is a group that's going all around the country, gauging what it is that American workers really want when it comes to a job. And we thought we'd bring this home. We're standing with Achol Okar, and she is a teacher here in the greater Des Moines metro. We thought we'd talk to her a little bit about what job thought prospects are important for her. Welcome to the NewsHour.
Thank you.
Tell us, what is it that you do?
I'm a preschool teacher for a nonprofit organization here in Des Moines.
And you are not necessarily from Des Moines, are you? Where are you from?
I'm from South Sudan.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about why Good Jobs for All? Why does this matter? What is it that you found with regard to this organization that's important?
Well, it just brings light to what it means for Americans to have opportunities, stability, and pride, and flexibility in the workplace. Well, for me, I think flexibility is very important. Being a single parent, you know, being a parent in any, it's always important. You never know when your child's going to be sick. So having that flexibility and just to be able to pick up your child from school if they're sick, and if you're sick, be able to, you know. And also stability. I think stability is very important, to be able to make ends meet and not live paycheck to paycheck, and be able to save for the little things. Like, personally, if your car breaks down, you know, you have money in the bank to be able to pay for that. Recently, last year, I had to quit a job because I couldn't afford to fix my car because I worked out in Waukee.
So flexibility and stability are important to you. And on the stability side, I understand from Megan that means a decent hourly rate.
Yes. And for me, I haven't been able to find that. And being an immigrant and coming here, I went to school and got a 4-year degree, but still haven't been able to find that, you know, great paying job for my family.
Now, unemployment rate here in the Des Moines metro is sitting at about 3.2%, almost full employment. And I hear from people all over the metro that they just can't find good people to come and work for them. What's been your experience when you're out there trying to apply for jobs?
Experience has been an issue. Being a recent college grad and being an immigrant, I don't have much experience in my field of studies. And so a lot of employers want employees that have experiences. So I was like, how will I get that experience if you won't hire me on?
And that is an age-old problem. You know, so many HR people are risk-averse, and they say, well, we don't want, you know, how are we going to, we're going to take a chance on somebody? But if they don't take a chance, you're absolutely right. How do you get the experience?
Exactly.
Is it frustrating?
Yes, it's very frustrating, especially if you're a hard worker and you have a family to take care of, and you want to work because, you know, you have to work. Exactly.
Yeah. Achol, thank you for taking a few moments and talking to us about Good Jobs for All and your life here. And welcome to Iowa in the United States. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me and talking with me.
So what's important for you in your job? Kind of give us some thought. You want to talk to us about it? It's on Twitter, @IOB_NewsHour. That's @IOB_NewsHour. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have Laura with us and her top picks for networking and business education this week. You're listening to the Business News Hour from the capital city of Iowa, Des Moines.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.